A shout out to our newest Patreon donor, Austin, from New Zealand. If you'd like to donate to Bedtime History, go to bedtimehistorystories.com and click on Donate in the menu, or you can subscribe via Apple Podcast and get access to our 200-plus episodes ad-free. Close your eyes and imagine you're starring in a high-stakes action movie. You're a rugged, charismatic hero who must save the world from a dangerous threat. As the cameras roll, you leap from a helicopter onto the roof of a skyscraper, gunfire ringing out all around you. You slide down a cable and land gracefully on the ground, knocking out a group of enemies with expert hand-to-hand combat. As the action intensifies, you find yourself racing through the streets on a high-speed motorcycle, dodging bullets and explosions. You finally make it to the villain's stronghold and engage in a final epic battle to save the day. With the threat eliminated and the world safe once more, you stand victorious as the credits roll. The crowd erupts in applause, and you can't help but feel a sense of pride and accomplishment. Yet this is just another day in the life of Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and you wouldn't have it any other way. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is a household name, known for his incredible career as a professional wrestler and successful acting career. But before he was known as the People's Champion and one of Hollywood's highest paid actors, he was simply Dwayne Johnson, a young boy growing up in a humble family. Dwayne was born in Hayward, California, the son of Otta Johnson and Rocky Johnson. His father was a professional wrestler, and his mother was a homemaker. Dwayne's parents were of Samoan and Black Nova Scotian descent, and his father was one of the first Black wrestlers to break the color barrier in the WWE. The WWE is a big show where strong and very athletic people put on a wrestling-type performance. They dress up in colorful costumes and have cool nicknames like The Giant and The Superstar. They pretend to fight each other and do cool flips, jumps, and lift each other up to show their strength. These wrestlers are not only strong, but they're also great actors telling stories and playing different characters to entertain the audience. They sometimes play the role of the hero who saves the day, or the villain who tries to cause trouble. But even before Dwayne Johnson grew to fame in the WWE, his parents instilled in him the importance of hard work, perseverance, and dedication, values that would later serve him well in his own career. As a child, Dwayne was a natural athlete, excelling in football and track. He also loved to read and learn about history. But even before Dwayne Johnson grew to fame in the WWE, his parents instilled in him the importance of hard work, perseverance, and dedication, values that would later serve him well in his own career. He also loved to read and learn about history. Maybe he would have loved bedtime history, just like you. Dwayne attended a number of schools, including President William McKinley High School in Honolulu, Hawaii, and Glencliff High School in Nashville, Tennessee. After high school, Dwayne went to college at the University of Miami on a full football scholarship. This means he agreed to play football for them, and they paid for his schooling in exchange. He earned a degree in criminology and physiology, and had wanted to become a professional football player. Sadly, while playing football, he received many knee and shoulder injuries, but Dwayne refused to give up on his goals. He remembered the lessons his parents taught him about perseverance and determination. They taught him that success comes from hard work, and that the only way to achieve your dreams is to never give up, no matter how difficult the obstacle. Dwayne put those lessons into practice, refusing to let his injury defeat him. He worked long hours and many days to fix his injury, and eventually he was able to come back stronger than ever before. But this time he turned to professional wrestling like his father. His father, Rocky Johnson, was a larger-than-life figure known for his strength and athleticism in the ring. He was a trailblazer in the world of wrestling, breaking down barriers for Black wrestlers and paving the way for future generations. Rocky Johnson not only was a wrestler, but also a mentor to Dwayne. He taught him the skills and discipline necessary to succeed in the wrestling ring. He taught him a strong work ethic and love for entertaining the audience. Dwayne learned from his father the importance of respect, humility, and discipline. Dwayne began his wrestling career in 1996, joining the World Wrestling Federation, and quickly becoming one of its top stars. he was a multiple-time WWF champion, intercontinental champion, and tag team champion, and was also known for his iconic catchphrase such as, "If you smell what The Rock is cooking," and "The People's Champion." He also became known for his intense rivalry with fellow wrestler Stone Cold Steve Austin. After leaving the WWF in 2004, Dwayne transitioned into acting, starring in a number of films. One of his first big movies was called The Scorpion King. In this movie, he's very strong and brave, leading an army of scorpions. He's very powerful and can do many amazing things like jumping high and fighting with a sword. In the movie, the Scorpion King goes on a big adventure to save his kingdom and his people from bad guys who want to take over. He has to fight battles and overcome many challenges, but with his strength and bravery, he is able to save his kingdom. A few years later, he was in a movie called Doom about space marines who fight enemies on a moon near the planet Mars. Have you seen the movie Moana? It's a story about a courageous young girl who embarks on an adventure to save her island and her people. Along the way, she meets a demigod named Maui, who joins her on her journey, and he sings a very memorable song when they first meet called "You're Welcome." Maui's voice is actually Dwayne Johnson, and he even sang the song "You're Welcome." He's also known for starring in movies like The Fast and the Furious, Jumanji, The Next Level, The Jungle Cruise, and recently Black Adam. One story that's often shared is when he was filming the movie Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, and he had to film a scene, he had to eat a live insect. He ended up eating it and then acted like it was the most delicious thing he'd ever tasted, much to the shock and amusement of his co-stars. Dwayne has become one of the highest paid actors in Hollywood and has been nominated for several awards for his performances. Even with all his success, Dwayne has always remained humble. He's a loving husband and father to his wife, Lauren, and his two daughters, Simone and Jasmine. He's also known for his philanthropy and business ventures, and has been a board member of the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Have you heard of Make-A-Wish? The Make-A-Wish Foundation is a special organization that helps children who are very sick. Sometimes when a child's very sick, they might have a dream or a wish that they would like to come true. The Make-A-Wish Foundation is a group of kind and caring people who work hard to make those wishes come true. Throughout his career, Dwayne has often taught about hard work and perseverance. He encourages others to never give up and to always strive for their dreams. He's also been known to share a good laugh with a quick wit and a great sense of humor. Like The Rock, we can learn that with hard work, perseverance, and determination, we can overcome obstacles and reach our goals. He faced many challenges and setbacks in his life, but he never gave up and he kept pushing forward, and that's what led to his success. He also showed that one should never underestimate the power of a positive attitude, the importance of having a good role model and support system in the form of family and friends. He taught that we should never give up on our dreams, no matter how hard the road may be, and that we can achieve great things if we believe in ourselves and never lose sight of our goals. Thanks for those who submitted their ideas. Akshara from India asked us to do an episode about the Taj Mahal in India. I love that idea. The Taj Mahal is so beautiful, and I'm going to add that one to our list. We also had Addison from Minnesota asking if we could do a Minecraft episode. Well, the good news is we have done a Minecraft episode, so be sure to look for the video on YouTube or the podcast episode. We've done both. Nintendo, we've also done, so be sure to check that out too. Thanks for submitting your ideas.